Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now with the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETF Trends. And if you want to learn more about ETFs, not just about what Tom's picking, but about ETFs in general, how to use them, how to build a portfolio, what's happening in the industry, pretty much anything you can think of, well, you can go to ETFtrends.com and get the information you're looking for, plus Tom's picks. They're at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Granite Shares Bloomberg Commodity Broad Strategy No K1 ETF, ticker symbol COMB.
COMB, COMB, which is not an acronym for anything. There's a lot of words in here. Granite Shares, Bloomberg, Commodity, Broad Strategy, No K1 ETF. Commodity, Broad Strategy, No K1. Those are the things that are going to actually tell us why this is something that is alternative to your normal fund of stocks and bonds, right?
Well, it is, and it's another chance, Chuck, for you and I to look at new innovations in the ETF space. Now, this is a brand new ETF, and before you jump ahead of me, as always, we're looking for assets to hit a certain level before we might be adding more. So, again, this ETF is just getting going, but it's designed for all the right reasons, and a couple. Number one, our commodities are something that should be considered for your portfolio, although compared to the stock market for the last 9 years, commodities have done quite poorly. When do commodities tend to do well? During times of inflation, but we know inflation has been in pretty good check. However, with unemployment so low and housing prices starting to move up a little bit, commodity prices are starting to move up a little bit, also, wage growth is starting to move up a little bit. Eventually, things get back to the mean. And when they do, it tends to be that a commodity index like this might do better. So you need to ask yourself, do you have an allocation of commodities in your portfolio? And especially as equities and bonds seem a little bit long in the tooth, have you diversified to some non-correlated assets? Finally here, this ETF has an expense ratio of 0.25%, the lowest of any of the broad-based commodity indices out there. And then finally, if you've invested in a commodity ETF before and didn't know that you were going to get a K-1 at the end of the year, which can be a pain in the neck as far as dealing with your accountant,
yep.
This is one of those ETFs that doesn't have a K-1, hence they put that right in the title of the ETF itself.
Yes. And therefore gave it a name, Granite Shares Bloomberg Commodity Broad Strategy No K-1, that only an accountant could love.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where does the money come from for this? In terms of if you're building a portfolio, I could see about four different places where you would take the money from. I mean, this could be from your precious metals stack or your, you know, anything where you're doing the commodity side of thing. It could also be from just a difference from your equity or your bond. So where do you think this is operating?
I would say first and foremost, for the people that are listening to this right now, you ask yourself, do you have a commodities allocation? And if you don't have a specific allocation, you know, most investment professionals say you should have at least 5 to 10% allocated to commodities. Now, if you haven't up until this point, you've just gotten lucky because it hasn't done that well compared to stocks and bonds. But over the next 8 or 9 years, is that same thing going to happen? Probably not. So just thank your lucky stars that you didn't have that diversification. But if you don't now, it's almost to some degree a get out of jail free card, because it should be something that you do, because it's going to help buffer your portfolio as far as drawdowns, number one. Number two, from an allocation standpoint, when equities tend to pull back because maybe we're seeing inflationary times and bonds may be doing the same thing, it might be those real assets that actually do quite well. So with that in mind, you just have to ask yourself, do you have an allocation? And if you don't, it's something to consider. Where does the money come from? Well, if you don't have an allocation, it comes from your stocks and bond allocation. If you do have an allocation of commodities and it's specific, ask yourself how broad-based, how diversified is it? What are you paying for it? Do you get a K-1 by utilizing the tool that you're utilizing right now? Those are questions that you ask yourself, and maybe this might replace some of that.
If somebody doesn't have a commodities allocation, they are still, in this case, waiting for this fund to kind of prove itself? Or is this fund different enough that realistically there's not a comparable fund out there? So if you like this structure and you want to avoid the K-1 and the rest of it, you got to be willing to take a flyer if this can actually serve that need for you.
There are other ETFs that do not offer K-1s, so that's good. However, they may be more expensive. I think the question is, and really what you and I try to do, Chuck, on a weekly basis, is get investors to think. So, you know, maybe they'll walk away with one thing and say, hey, I don't have an allocation. I should think about it. It maybe hasn't been the place to be in the past, you know, 5 or 6 years. However, it should be something I'm going to think about as everything reverts to the mean at one point in time.
It's the Granite Shares Bloomberg Commodity Broad Strategy No K1 ETF. Ticker symbol COMB, C-O-M-B, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the site for everything you want to know about ETFs. While you're at it, follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends and follow Tom, too. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, this was a great way to start the Thursday, August 17th edition of Money Life. But a great way to start needs a lot of follow-through, and we have that coming. So settle back and relax. The big interview is next, but Brock Mosley from Miracle Mile Advisors will be here with the market call later. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.